with Denise Van Outen. BBC Radio 1. Lily Allen and Paramore on BBC Radio 1. And let's welcome, she's here, Denise Van Outen.
Yay.
How are you, Denise? Take your time.
I'm not that heavily
pregnant. Mind your back.
Sit
Watch
down.
Out. Yeah.
Do you want to put your feet up?
Do you want a glass of water?
See, this is nice. Come and massage my feet for me.
In a minute, Denise. In a minute. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very, very much.
How is everything? You look really radiant.
Thank you. No, I feel really good. I've been so lucky. I've had no sickness or...
Touch wood.
Yeah, touch wood. Well, actually...
They normally say it's earlier.
Yeah, if it's you in get the to first 3 months, yeah. And I'm past that now, so I should be fine.
How long are you gone?
Just over 4 months.
Oh, right, okay.
So I've started to get my energy back.
And, right.
Yeah, feeling really good.
Now you can enjoy it. As
yeah.
This, good on you. Well done, you.
How's Lee coping?
He's good. He's been really supportive because I've been whinging a lot in the first 3 months. That's the only thing. I had no sickness, but I was a little bit moany.
Yeah, more demanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's
we know what that's like, don't we?
Yeah. I remember that phase, and I also remember going through the phase of because my wife Jane completely went off any kind of spicy food, and all she wanted to eat was pizza. And by the end of it, I was just sick of pizza. It was just like, you know, that was my sort of worst part.
Pizza delivery
all the time.
Are you craving anything?
Cheddar cheese. In the first, like, 2 months, it was cheddar. So I guess I had, like, a calcium deficiency. Mm. So I started taking a calcium supplement. So that went. And then now it's grapes, red grapes.
Oh, right.
Not
but they
ones.
Have to be really cold in the fridge and crispy and crunchy.
Well, that's not a bad one, though, is it, red grapes? You know, because some people have really weird ones.
Yeah.
You know.
But no, nothing too weird. What about Tess? Did she have any weird cravings?
I think it was just buttered bread.
See, bread, yeah, carbs.
Bread, yeah.
I think carbs...
I think, from what I can remember.
I think carbs are more associated with having a girl. Or my friends who've had girls, we don't know what we're having.
Are you going to find out?
We're not sure.
Don't find out.
I know you said this to me last time I saw you.
Yeah, don't find out.
Have you found...
I need to be prepared.
Well,
yeah, but the only thing you need to be prepared about is red or blue jumpsuit. Sorry, red or blue. Everton or...
exactly.
Everton or Liverpool, City or Man U. Yeah, Chelsea or Arsenal. All you need is pink or blue, that's it. All the furniture, just get white.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Make it generic.
Although I don't really like for little girls to have too much pink. It's a bit too sort of...
Well, go
sickly.
Just go bare. Beige.
But I'm going to have a beige.
But it's a double whammy, you see. There's the joy of finding out that you're actually going to have a baby.
Yeah.
And then there's the joy and something for yourself. That little moment when it comes out, you're like, oh, it's a...
Yeah.
Whatever.
But everyone's an expert, aren't they?
Because of course.
I found that, I say, when Jane's pregnant and people would look at her and they kind of go... Do you know what? You're having a boy because you're carrying it at the front.
Yeah, it's
and then
true.
And then someone else would kind of go, do you know you're carrying it at the front? It means you're having a girl. And everybody, you'd have these, very sort of convincing arguments from all these supposed experts. And they were all completely different. And by the end, I just thought, it's got to be a lottery.
Well, here you go. Here's one for you. You know David Dickinson?
Yes.
Cheap as chips.
Yep.
Right. His wife is a little bit psychic.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah. And she
not a lot.
Not a lot.
Only a little bit.
Just a little bit. Right. And she can tell what you're having by feeling and looking at your belly.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
And
definitely.
Do you know, does it work?
In about 50% of cases, yes.
No, I swear it's 100% real, right? She had a feel of Tess's bump when we were having Phoebe, and she said it's X, Y, and Z, and she'll look like this, that, and the other.
Really?
And Phoebe. Is exactly what she described.
Wow, I want to meet her then.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But there's also the old wives' tale of doing the thing with the wedding ring, isn't there, that you can put over your belly, and that kind of works.
I don't really know. I don't really know what that is. What do they do? Do they sort of...
I think you put it on a chain, and if it goes in a circular motion, I think, I'm not sure which way it is, but that's a boy.
Right.
And I think if it swings side to side, it's a girl. Maybe I'm wrong with that.
Yeah.
Apparently that works. Also, there's also the Chinese prediction thing that you can do.
Oh, what's that one?
Well, you type in your the day that you conceived.
Yeah.
Trying to work it out.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, we went to Nando's and then we went for a beer afterwards.
What day? How did you know that?
Just a guess.
Mrs. Dickinson.
Exactly, yeah. Call me Dicko.
Yeah, so you put in when the date you supposedly conceived and your due date and everything, and then it'll tell you and it predicts for you, and it said a boy for us. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Lee, how's Lee with fatherhood? Is he getting excited?
He's excited.
Is
really
he? What
excited.
Does he want?
Well, he's not fussed because we is want two anyway. So we thought we'd have the first one and then pretty soon after... Mm. We're going to go in for the second one.
You see, the thing is, you want two, and then you'll want five.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good luck to you both.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
well, let's get back on track.
Yeah.
Mount Kilimanjaro, how was it for you?
I really enjoyed the experience. It was tougher than I thought it was going to be, but I really enjoyed it.
It sounded like you really enjoyed it because we've got some clips. Okay, this is the first clip that we've got of you up the mountain.
People are starting to have symptoms now for the altitude. I've been nervous, Van Alten, today. I've been looking after Fern, who has now got a nosebleed.
Oh, really?
Mm, so beware. Don't blow too hard.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Were you at all affected by the altitude sickness?
I had moments. I remember quite early on, I was walking and I said to Fern, she was walking with me, and I said, I feel really dizzy. But that's quite normal for me.
At any altitude.
Then. No, and I did. And then I was fine. I adjusted pretty well. But also because I was looking after Fern, I think I really never had the time to sort of think about myself.
Right.
So I just kind of got on with it.
And Rachel was telling us that it was a really good team spirit as you were climbing.
Oh, it was amazing. Amazing, wasn't it? It was a real bonding experience.
All I remember... I've got a memory of you though. When every time we kind of had to stop occasionally just to go behind a rock or something like that, and you'd be like, wet wipe, anyone? Wet wipe.
I had a constant supply. See, I'm going to be a great mum.
Yes, you will.
So many of them.
I know. And sweets.
Yeah.
Because they say to you, just keep eating sweets, you know, to keep your energy up. So I took so many bags of sweets. When I got back, I had to go to the hygienist because literally I'd eaten like bags and bags of sweets.
If you've always got sweets and wet wipes, you will be able to sort out any mother issue.
Absolutely.
You're on to a winner
prepared.
There, Denise.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. Hang on.
Yes, you're the culprit.
It wasn't me.
Chris.
No, it wasn't me last night.
Listen, you kept all the girls awake last night with your snoring. You sound like a beast.
I think it was Chris. We were trying to work it out, weren't we? Who it was, who was the snorer was.
He does snore.
I can imagine he snores a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And then, so what you'll notice, the third clip I'm going to play is the first two.
Not the tears.
No, there's no tears. The first two, lots of energy, Denise.
Oh, okay.
Comes across in your voice. And then listen to this one.
Is this harder than you thought it'd be?
It's 100 times harder. It's harder for so many reasons. It's not now about physical fitness. For me, it's about your mental state of mind and keeping a positive state of mind, you know. And I can see the summit in the distance and I just want to get there. You know, it's something we've talked about for so many months and I've trained hard for.
I was running out of sweets.
And wipes.
A wet wipes. Yeah. But it seems that as the week progressed and the bedding in period had finished, you know, where it was quite joyous and we're doing Mount Kilimanjaro for Comet Relief and all the bonding's out the way, then you're getting higher and higher and you become more and more tired, and then it's kind of like, you know what? It's pretty tough, this.
Mm. It was really tough, wasn't it, Rachel? I mean, we walked for like, how many hours? Like 9 hours a day?
8-9 hours, yeah.
And it was just boring. There were moments when it was so boring and you say to somebody, oh, we're nearly there, and they go, you've got another 3 hours.
Or they do reverse psychology and say, not far, yeah, another hour, and it would be 4 hours. And just be like, no! But it was brilliant. Yeah. I loved it.
We really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The documentary that went out just afterwards, like a few days afterwards, which was an hour long, was just fantastic. Just like the whole journey, you know, was just so well put together, wasn't it? And it just seemed like, you know, sort of captured all the massive highs and lows of you know, what was a really emotional trip.
Yeah, there's so much more, though, that they could have shown. Because, I mean, we were there for 8 days. Mm. So hopefully, when they show the next lot, when they're revisiting Uganda at the moment, they'll put some of that in.
I think they are going to put unseen footage. Yeah, that
good.
It's going to go
golden moments
sometime around Christmas. So yeah, you'll see all the Uganda stuff and that as well.
Would you do it again?
Probably not Kili, I wouldn't do, but I'd like to do another climb. Yeah.
So it's given you kind of a bit of a kick up the backside, some stuff.
I was all prepared this year to do the Inca Trail in Peru.
Oh, right.
But then obviously we started trying for a baby. Mm. So,
how far's that? What's the.
It's not that it's really high, but it's still quite a long trek. I think you do like 7 days. But I'm hoping to put that together for next year.
Wow.
And I think Miss Cotton and Rachel are going to join us.
Are you going to do it as well?
Yeah.
Wow,
I've got the bug.
Yeah, it's really addictive. That sense of achievement, you want to do it again. I'd like to do Everest as well.
That's a proper challenge.
I really would. I'd like to attempt it.
It's really tough, though.
No, I know, but I like the fact that it's tough.
That's oxygen masks, and that's a whole different ballgame.
No, I know.
Whenever it is, good grief. Yeah, and it's freezing. Still,
that's all right. We're used to the cold now.
This is different. It is.
It's, I mean, it is.
Get you Uber Grills.
But I would like to. One day. One day.
I'm with you.
See, look. Yeah. We mean it. We mean business.
Dave, we're going go-karting.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
We're going to North London.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
Are you going to stick around, Denise?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Of course we do. Oh, of course we do.
The Chris Moyle Show. Today with Denise Van Outen. BBC Radio 1.
Loads of people are agreeing with you about the Inca Trail, Denise.
That's good. What are they saying?
Lots of people saying it's a beautiful walk. The Inca Trail is incredible. I did it this summer. It's a definite must, says Lucy in Canterbury. The Inca Trail is four long days walking, and the second day is all uphill. Very hard, but amazing once you get there. That's from Gaz in Brighton.
Brilliant.
Mm.
Good to see, Rachel.
Mm.
We've definitely got to do it. We'd like to do it and raise money for one of the breast cancer charities.
So well, that would be good.
Yeah,
like the... Excuse me, but what are the breast cancer walks called? You know
the moonwalk.
The moonwalk.
Yes. Rachel's doing that.
Yeah, where all the ladies walk around in pink T-shirts and bras.
I'm going to do that next year.
Right, okay. That would be interesting. Walking around the Inca Trail in a bra.
Well, the moonwalk, do you wear a bra? Or is that a different
one? Is that another one?
That's a different one.
That is that one, yeah.
So you wear it over your T-shirt or something. You don't just all walk in your bra.
Well, some ladies do.
Some ladies walk in their bra.
Some men do as well.
Interesting.
I've only ever done
that. Some men need a bra.
Yes. Morning, Chris.
Not if you see him on those videos. He's looking very trim.
No, he does look very trim.
He's looking really trim.
He looks really good on the old videos. It's been paying off.
Lost a lot of beef since he saw him.
He has.
What, has he carried on with the work?
Yeah,
big time.
Really?
Big time. Yeah,
he's shrinking.
In fact, he's a lot smaller now than he was when he
was a small child.
Well, do you know, he's equivalent to when he was about 6 or 7, I think. But he's certainly a lot smaller than when he did the Kilimanjaro climb.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, yeah,
that's
he's
good. He's doing brilliantly.
Yeah,
what, running good. Still?
Yeah.
Everything.
Good for him.
Personal trainer.
Yeah.
Running, treadmill, weights.
The lot.
The whole 9 yards.
Getting through the hole in the wall now, can't you?
Well, it's not that big.
Stop it. He's not here to defend himself.
Exactly.
He's feeling protective.
Yeah. I just get a text message me at 11 o'clock whenever he's been taking the mickey out of me. Oh, Miles has been on at you again. Anyway. So, Denise, you do fancy the Inca Trail.
Would love to do it, yeah. Really up for my next challenge.
Good on you. And what? Speaking of challenges, work-wise, when the babies come home, what are you up to? Anything? Are you going back to the West End?
Hopefully next year, yeah. I had something this year, but I've had to put everything on hold for baby.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd like to next year. I'm going to be a working mum, Vernon.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Did you see Justin Lee Collins when he went into Chicago just for 2 nights, I think it was? Did you see that? It was brilliant.
No, I missed it, but I saw Justin recently and he was singing the songs to me and he sounded great.
Yeah, well, he you know, he's got this Sky One show. I think it's finished now and it's on repeat, obviously, on Sky 2.
Yeah.
And he would set himself various challenges. There's one where he took on the world's best temping bowlers, which is very funny. He did the West End. I think he did darts as well, mm-hmm. and high diving.
Yes.
And he basically met a professional, learnt how to do whatever the challenge would be, and then he would do it to the highest of his capabilities, but in front of professional people. So
it'd be like faking it, the same kind of concept.
Kind of, yeah. It's an original format.
but along the same sort of lines as faking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he went
with
in
the little bit of cum dime thrown
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
But he was brilliant in Chicago, wasn't he? And actually everybody who was in there, you know, because he could have gone and just learnt the songs and the lines and whatever and done an okay job. But he was genuinely really good and he loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's got a good voice.
Yeah.
What I was trying to get at is what's the sensation, what's the feeling like when you're in a small theatre? Well, I say small, you know, 1,500 people, 2,000 people, and it's live, you can't mess up. It must be like a weird experience because it must feel really, really good, but yet you must be really, really nervous and, oh, am I going to forget my lines, am I going to sing off key, that kind of thing. Not that you ever would.
Well, you do have all of that, but normally you're quite well rehearsed. But I guess with Justin, he had not very much rehearsal time.
No, I think he had a week or something like that.
Well, actually, when I did Chicago, I only had like 10 days
rehearse
before I opened.
God.
Yeah, it's a bit scary.
But you must
spend...
But
you know what? When you're with a big team like that, you feel... It's like when you do this, you've got somebody there always to back you up. So you know you're going to be all right.
But you must spend every waking hour, you know, if you've got
singing.
A week or... Yeah, a week or 10 days. But literally, every, you know, in the car, brushing your teeth, every moment singing or trying to remember all your lines.
Yeah,
it
you
just
do.
Must be all consuming, surely.
Yeah, you do. Are you trying to get tips here or something?
Yeah.
That you want to go into musicals.
No, we've got a new programme.
Scott Mills the Musical.
We've got a new programme plan. It's a bit...
I appeared in Scott Mills the Musical.
Oh, yes, you did.
In Edinburgh, yeah.
Yes. That was funny.
That was the night before we went.
Before we went,
it,
yeah.
Think.
Oh, you did it as yeah.
I did it as well. I was nervous just doing that.
That was quite a rowdy crowd, I seem to recall.
That's because of alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. All half cut by the time you went. It was a late one, wasn't it? Didn't it start?
Yeah, really late.
It started about 10:30 or something, I think.
I think it was a puppetry of the penis before, and they took a little bit too long.
Yeah.
I think one of them was too excited. But we've got some random questions for you, Denise, that we've randomly selected, haven't we,
yeah.
Dave?
There's no order to these whatsoever.
Okay. I think they're in the Trophy of Chance.
Oh, are they here?
Give me your randoms then.
Yeah.
Right, here you are. You ready?
Hang on. Are you ready, Denise?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Good luck, everybody. It's a long one. What's the best present anybody could buy you this Christmas?
Well, anything baby-related, because I haven't started buying things for the nursery.
Sterilizer.
Is that what we need?
That's what you need.
See, I have no idea. Yeah. I need to get a list together, compile a list.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Steriliser.
Steriliser.
Yeah.
Next random question. It's kind of related to the other one. What are your New Year resolutions for 2010?
To be a good mum.
Very good.
That's an easy one, though,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, it is really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't believe that those two associated ones came straight
Okay,
out.
The start of 2010. I need to start getting up much earlier in the morning to prepare myself for motherhood. How about that?
Do you know
Shouldn't
what?
Denise be pulling
Go on,
out?
Then. You put your hand in there.
Okay. Not many, actually.
Well, to be honest, it was a bit of a rush job yesterday.
did you at any point in the last few weeks vote for Jedward? Being really honest, no. But I'm fans of Jedward.
Oh, you see, you've ruined that then. We're going to like sort of salute you for that, and then you've said that you've...
But not actually picking up the phone, no. But okay. I do like Jedward.
They're like Pinocchio with his strings cut. Hmm. You know, jumping around with their arms.
They remind me of Zig and Zag. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have a little...
Another random question.
Another random. Florida or Florence, as in the Tuscan city, not her with the red hair and the machine.
Hmm.
Florida or Florence? I would say Florence, although I've never been.
Oh, that's going to change 2-3 years' time.
Yeah, Florida
course,
all
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. Definitely going to be
Florida all the way. You'll have the
ring
pass.
On the ears.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you'll have the ears. You'll know every Disney princess.
Yeah.
You know every Disney
it's
character.
Small world
there you go.
Videoing fat people.
Yeah. Oh, I do that as well.
Yeah, we do that. Honestly, you see people that are like a different size to anywhere else on the planet. It's amazing.
Elastic top jeans.
Yes.
Oh, and beyond.
Super size cola.
Yeah.
Do you know, when we went to Florida recently, and on some of the rides now, they have special rows on the roller coasters which have bigger seats.
No way.
Honestly, for those that can't actually squeeze themselves in. And when you're in the queue, they have a replica seat so that you can see whether you need to go in the fat row or the regular row.
I think in the PC land that we live in, Dave, I think it's for the heavy people.
Yeah, no, for the larger person.
It's what they call people of size.
Oh, is that what it is?
People of size.
You know what? Fatties.
Mm.
Heavy people.
Heavy people.
But you know what? Another thing that at said park is if you are heavy and you're in a mobility chair, you get to go to the front.
Now, those mobility chairs aren't helping either, are they? Because fat people, right?
Heavy people
of size, then aren't walking and just get fatter.
Yeah, that's true.
It's ridiculous.
Next question, let's move on.
Move on from this one, because we're getting into deep water. Rachel's nodding. Yeah, let's move on.
Yes.
What's your favourite biscuit and why? Okay, my favourite biscuit would have to be, it's a classic chocolate digestive.
Nice. Because you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to lick the chocolate off first.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit old school like that.
A little bit on your nose. Denise, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for your random questions.
We've loved having you on the show.
Thank you.
Bringing
it's been
a
nice
ray
to
of
be
sunshine
here.
Into the studio.
Oh, bless you. And it's a shame I wasn't able to go to Uganda, but obviously I couldn't have the vaccinations
yes.
and everything.
Lee's been a busy boy, that's why.
Yes, he has.
Send our regards to him.
Will do.
And good
thank
luck
you.
For the future and good luck with the baby and everything.
Thank you.
Denise Fanone, everyone.
Yay.
Yes.